Welcome to Zichu Daf Sim Mani. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Masechus Megillah, Daf Tezayin, the first parak Megillah Nikres. The Zichu Masechus Megillah program has been generously sponsored by the Queen's Zichu Chabura. The majority of this daf details the psukim from the downfall of Haman until the end of the Megillah. So the three daps are going to focus on number one. The Gemara relates that after Achashverosh commanded Haman to do to Mordechai all the things that Haman had advised should be done for a loyal servant, Haman was humiliated by having to become Mordechai's bath attendant and barber. When Mordechai told Haman that he couldn't ascend the horse due to his weakness from fasting, Haman bent down and Mordechai stepped on his back, kicking Haman on his way up. Haman asked, "Is it not written, 'Before Oivachal Tismach, do not rejoice when your enemy falls?'" Mordechai answered, "The pasuk referred to Jewish enemies, but about non-Jewish enemies, the pasuk states, 'Va'ata abomosenu sidroch,' and you shall tread upon their high places." Haman then led Mordechai through the streets, proclaiming, "Kacha yeasel isha shehamelech chafetz bikaro." This is what is done for the man whom the king wants to honor. And Haman's daughter mistakenly thought it was Mordechai leading Haman, and she threw a chamber pot on Haman's head. Upon realizing what she had done, she jumped to her death. This is what the pasuk is referring to when it states that Haman returned to his house, avel v'chapui rosh, in mourning and with his head covered. Point number two, after the Gemara brings a drush that teaches that the five garments Yosef gave Binyamin allude to Binyamin's descendant Mordechai eventually leaving the king's presence wearing five royal garments, it details Yosef's reunion and reconciliation with his brothers. The pasuk states, v'yipol tzavarei Binyamin achiv, then he fell upon his brother Binyamin's neck and wept. The word necks is written in the plural, so the Gemara asks, how many necks did Binyamin have? Rabbi Elazar said, Yosef cried over the two temples, then the future would be in Binyamin's territory and were destined to be destroyed. Binyamin bachol al tzavarav, and Binyamin cried upon his neck. Binyamin cried over Mishkan Shiloh, which in the future would be in Yosef's territory and was destined to be destroyed. And point number three, Rav Ada of Yafo said, the names of the 10 sons of Haman and the word aseres, 10, which follows, needs to be pronounced by the Megillah reader b'neshima achas, in one breath. What's the reason? Kuba hadadi hadadi nafkin nishmasayu, for their souls departed at the same moment. Rabbi Yochanan said that the letter vav of the name Vayezasa must be elongated like a long pole used by boatmen on the river Libros. The Gemara explains that this is because they were all hung on one pole, one above the other. Rabbi Chinah bar Papa said that Rabbi Shiva, a man of Kfar Tamarta, expounded, all songs in Tanakh are written in the form of a half brick above a whole brick and a whole brick above a half brick, except for the Shira listing the 10 sons of Haman and the Shira listing the kings of Canaan that are written a half brick above a half brick and a whole brick above a whole brick. The Gemara explains that the reason is that there should never be a rising up from their downfall. So once again, the three points are number one. The Gemara relates that after Achashverosh commanded Haman to do to Mordechai all the things that Haman had advised should be done for a loyal servant, Haman was humiliated by having to become Mordechai's bath attendant and barber. When Mordechai told Haman that he could not ascend the horse due to his weakness from fasting, Haman bent down and Mordechai stepped on his back, kicking Haman on his way up. Haman asked, "Is it not written, 'Binfo oivecha al tismach,' do not rejoice when your enemy falls?" Mordechai answered that the pasuk is referring to Jewish enemies, but about non-Jewish enemies, the pasuk states, "Va'ata abamosein v'sidroch, and you shall tread upon their high places." Haman then led Mordechai through the streets, proclaiming, "Kach ye'aseli ish asher hamel chafetz bikaro." This is what is done for the man whom the king wants to honor. And Haman's daughter mistakenly thought it was Mordechai leading Haman, and she threw a chamber pot on Haman's head. Upon realizing what she had done, she jumped to her death. And this is what the pasuk is referring to when it states that Haman returned to his house, avel v'chapui rosh, in mourning and with his head covered. Point number two, after the Gemara brings a drasha that teaches that the five garments Yosef gave Binyamin allude to Binyamin's descendant Mordechai eventually leaving the king's presence wearing five royal garments, it details Yosef's reunion and reconciliation with his brothers. The pasuk states, v'yipo atzavarei Binyamin achiv, then he fell upon his brother Binyamin's neck and wept. The word necks is written in the plural, so the Gemara asks, how many necks did Binyamin have? Morazer said, Yosef cried over the two temples that in the future would be in Binyamin's territory and were destined to be destroyed. Binyamin bachal tzavarav, and Binyamin cried upon his neck. Binyamin cried over Mishkan Shiloh, which in the future would be in Yosef's territory and was destined to be destroyed. And point number three, Rav Adav Yafo said, the names of the 10 sons of Haman and the word aseres, 10, which follows, need to be pronounced by the Megillah reader b'neshima achas, in one breath. What's the reason? Kuba hadadi hadadi nafkin nishmasayu, for their souls departed at the same moment. Rabbi Yochanan said that the letter vav of the name Vayezasa must be elongated like a long pole used by boatmen on the river Libros. De Moore explains that this is because they were all hung on one pole, one above the other. Rav Chinin Bar Papa said that Rav Shiva, a man of Kfar Tamarta, expounded, all songs in Tanakh are written in the form of a half brick above a whole brick, and a whole brick above a half brick, except for this shira listing the 10 sons of Haman, and the shira listing the kings of Canaan, that are written a half brick above a half brick, and a whole brick above a whole brick. The Gemara explains that the reason is, Shuotei Tukuma Lumapal Asan, that there should never be a rising up from their downfall. All right, so now we go to our Simur Daf Tes Zayin, and our standard simon is toes, and we often use an acrobat with big toes in the simon. So here goes. The acrobat with the big toes who kicked his evil competitor while doing a backflip, getting onto a horse, and then jumped onto his brother's neck, finished his act by sliding down a long pole while reciting 10 names in one breath. Once again, in slow motion. The acrobat with the big toes, that must be more on Daf Tes Zayin. The acrobat with the big toes who kicked his evil competitor while doing a backflip, getting onto a horse, which reminds us that the Gemara goes through Haman's downfall from becoming Mordechai's barber and bath attendant to being kicked as Mordechai stood on him to get on the horse, to his daughter's dumping the chamber pot on him and her jumping to her death. So the acrobat with the big toes who kicked his evil competitor while doing a backflip, getting onto a horse, and then jumped onto his brother's neck, which reminds us, the Gemara gives an account of the reconciliation between Yosef and his brothers, and how he wept on Binyamin's necks, which is a reference to the two temples that will be in Binyamin's portion and eventually destroyed, and Binyamin cried on Yosef's neck, a reference to the Mishkan of Shiloh, which was to be in Yosef's territory and eventually destroyed. So the acrobat with the big toes who kicked his evil competitor while doing a backflip, getting onto a horse, and then jumped onto his brother's neck, finished his act by sliding down a long pole or reciting 10 names in one breath. Which reminds us, the 10 names of Haman and the word Aseres are to be read by the Megillah reader B'Neshima Achas in one breath, since their souls departed at the same moment, and the letter Vav in the name Vayezasa should be elongated like a long pole, since they were hung on a long pole, one above the other. So once again, the acrobat with the big toes who kicked his evil competitor while doing a backflip, getting onto a horse, and then jumped onto his brother's neck, finished his act by sliding down a long pole while reciting 10 names in one breath. All right, now it's time to go to our four blah back Chazara. Daf Yud Beis. So the Simur Daf Yud Beis is 12 brothers. So here goes. The 12 brothers, that must be more on Daf Yud Beis. The 12 brothers' slapstick Purim spiel opened with 9 of them taking a bow to a golden image, which reminds us that Rav Shimon Yochai told his Talmudim that the reason the Jews deserved to be wiped out was not because they attended the Suda of Achashverosh, because then only the Jews of Shushan should be punished. Rather, it was because they bowed down to an Avodah Zor in the days of Nebuchadnezzar, since they only acted outwardly. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu acted outwardly with them and only intended to provoke them to do Teshuvah. So, the 12 brothers' slapstick Purim spiel opened, with 9 of them taking a bow to a golden image, when suddenly one dresses Vashti with a huge tail appeared, which reminds us of Vashti wanted to appear without clothes before Achashverosh and all the noblemen, but she refused to come either because she got Tzaraz or Gavriel came and made her grow a tail. So, the 12 brothers' slapstick Purim spiel opened with 9 of them taking a bow to a golden image, when suddenly one dresses Vashti with a huge tail appeared, which Memuchan tripped over as he jumped to give advice to the king. Which reminds us, Memuchan is Haman, and he was called Memuchan because he was Muchan Uparanus, destined for punishment. He jumped to give advice that a letter should be sent saying that every man should be the ruler in his own home, which was ridiculed by everyone who read it, which led them not to take the second letter seriously. Daf Yud Gimel. So the Simur Daf Yud Gimel is a Bar Mitzvah boy. So here goes. When Mordechai the Bar Mitzvah boy, that must be more on Daf Yud Gimel. When Mordechai the Bar Mitzvah boy forgot his pshetel, and the guests started to blame both sides of his family for his bad memory, which reminds the Gemara brings 3 answers as to why Mordechai was referred to as an Ish Yehudi and an Ish Yemini. Mordechai's father was from Binyamin, his mother was from Yehuda, and the families from both Shvatim tried to take credit for him. Rava says it was the opposite, and that the Jewish people blame both Shvatim for the troubles that Mordechai caused. They blame Yehuda because David HaMelech didn't kill Shimei, from whom Mordechai descended, who provoked Haman. And they blame Binyamin since Shaul did not kill Agag, from whom Haman descended, who oppressed Yisrael. Rav Yochanan said that Mordechai was from Sheva Binyamin, and he was called Yehudi because he rejected Avodah Zorah. Shekol Kofer B'Avodah Zorah Nikra Yehudi, because all who reject Avodah Zorah are called Yehudi. So when Mordechai the Bar Mitzvah boy forgot his pshetel, and the guests are to blame both sides of his family for his bad memory, he suddenly realized his modest Babi had put Simanim of the speech in his pocket, which reminds us that because of Rachel's Nias, evidenced through the episode of her giving the Simanim to Leah, she was Zocha to have Shaul descend from her, and through Shaul's modesty, he was Zocha to have Esther descend from him. So, when Mordechai the Bar Mitzvah boy forgot his pshetel, and the guests started to blame both sides of his family for his bad memory, He suddenly realized his modest Bubby had put some money on the speech in his pocket and continued confidently speaking about how Hashem sends a refuah before the Makkah, which reminds us that Mordechai foiling the plot of Bigson and Seresh was the refuah before the Makkah of Haman rising to power. Daf Yadol, so the Simmer Daf Yadol is a hand, and we use a juggler. So here goes. The Purim Party juggler, that must mean we're on Daf Yadolid, Yad, hand. The Purim Party juggler who wore a signet ring on every finger, which reminds us of the Pasuk in Megillah states, V'yasa Melchus Tabato, the king removed his signet ring, Rabbi Abba Bar Kanna said, the greater was the removal of the signet ring than the 48 Nevim and the 7 Nevios who prophesied to Yisrael, for the Nevim were unable to return the Jewish people to do good, whereas the removal of the signet ring did return the Jewish people to good. So, the Purim Party juggler who wore a signet ring on every finger and had plenty of time to perform, since there was no Hallel, which reminds the Gemara states that the only innovation the Nevi'im made was Kriyas and Megillah based on the Kal V'Chomer of saying Shira from leaving Avdus Techeros in Yitzim Sitzrayim and all the more so from going from Misa the Chaim. The Gemara then gives three reasons why Hallel is not recited on Purim, one being that Kriyas and Megillah is a form of Hallel. So, the Purim Party juggler who wore a signet ring on every finger and had plenty of time to perform, since there was no Hallel, wowed the room full of boys dressed as Nevi'im and the seven girls dressed as Nevi'os, and gave first prize for best costume to the girl dressed up as a weasel. Which reminds Gemara discusses the 48 Nevi'im and lists the seven Nevi'os, bringing proofs of how we know that they were Nevi'os. And it brings the Maisa when Yoshi HaMelech went to Huldah and explains how he could have done so while Yirmiyahu HaNavi was around. Daf Tezvav, so the Simmer Daf Tezvav is a fruit bowl. So here goes. The prominent royal servant who had secret messages in a fruit bowl, that must be more in Daf Tezvav, Tu Bishvat, fruit bowl. The prominent royal servant who had secret messages in a fruit bowl, which reminds us, the Gemara teaches that Hasach was Daniel, and he was called Hasach either because Shechasuk Magduah, or because he had cut him down from his great stature, he no longer held the high position that he had while serving Belshazzar, Dariavesh, and Koresh. Shmuel said he was called Hasach, Shekod Divrei Malchus Nechtachin Alpiv, because all the kingdom's affairs were decided by him. So, the prominent royal servant who hid secret messages in a fruit bowl was shocked when he saw his queen enter the Chamber of Idols with a grim look on her face, which reminds us that the Shekhinah left Esther when she entered the Chamber of Avodah Zorah, and she said, Keli, Keli, lama za'avtani, my God, why have you forsaken me? Shema tadan al shogeg kamezid, perhaps you're treating a shogeg like a mezid, vala ones karatzon, or a sin committed under coercion like one done willingly. Rashi explains that Esther was saying to Akash Baruch that even though she was going to Akashverosh on her own choice, she was really being coerced, given her desire to save the Jewish people, or was it because she disrespected Achashverosh by calling him a dog? So, the prominent royal servant who hid secret messages in a fruit bowl was shocked when he saw his queen enter the Chamber of Idols with a grim look on her face, as she carried a fruit bowl with an invitation to her suda for the king and his second in command. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings many possible reasons as to Esther's motivation for inviting Haman as well to the suda. And when Eliyahu was asked which reason was the real reason, he said that she went in for all the reasons that were mentioned by all the Tanaim and all the Amoraim. All right, so that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.